This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakel. Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly concluded peacefully last evening with a voter turnout of approximately 60.42%. The highest turnout of 66.25% was recorded in the Northeast Delhi district, while Southeast Delhi saw the lowest of 56.16%. A total of 699 candidates were in the fray. Election Commission had made elaborate security arrangements to ensure free and fair polls in the national capital. A zero-tolerance approach was adopted towards the use of money power in the elections. Enforcement agencies have made seizures worth around 236 crore rupees since the announcement of the Delhi elections on 7th January. The counting will take place on Saturday. Voting for bipolls was also held in Erode East Assembly East seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh yesterday. About 67.97% voter turnout was recorded in Erode East and approximately 65.35% in Milkipur. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guides them to democratize technology, and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps, adding that OpenAI was willing to collaborate on all three.
Our young entrepreneurs, our startups, our researchers, they are really, really focused on getting that next level of innovation, which will reduce the cost. We have been using multiple AI applications within large, so many different departments, so many wings of the government. And I think that can really help us solve these population scale problems.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met SCO Secretary General Nalin Yermakbaev in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar congratulated him on assuming this new responsibility. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said they discussed India's work in SCO and building of secure SCO. Dr. S. Jaishankar also had a telephone conversation with Egypt's Foreign Minister Dr. Badr Abdelati. They discussed recent developments in the region and India-Egypt bilateral ties. Now news from Mahakumbh. Janjati Sanskritik Samagam 2025 will be held at Mahakumbh Prayagraj today, with over 15,000 tribals from across the country set to participate. Our correspondent reports that during the six-day event, everyone will take a pledge to protect the culture and traditions of tribals. The year 2025 has been declared as Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh to commemorate the 158th birth anniversary of Birsa Munda. Talking to Akashvani News, the organizing secretary of Akhil Bharatiya Vanvasi Kalyan Ashram, Atul Jog, said that more than 8,000 tribal youths from across the country will participate in the Yuva Kumbh. France's government survived a no-confidence vote on Wednesday in Parliament, clearing the way for the adoption of 2025 budget. Earlier, Prime Minister François Bayrou had invoked special constitutional powers to secure approval of the budget bill without a vote by lawmakers, which led to the no-confidence motion. In men's cricket, the first match of the three-match ODI series between India and England will be played at Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur, Maharashtra this afternoon. In the world table tennis, Singapore smash India's number one men's doubles duo of Manav Thakkar and Manu Shah will face fourth-seeded French pair of Florian Bourassaud and Esteban Dor in quarterfinals today. The Indian duo advanced to the quarterfinals yesterday after a dominant 3-0 victory over Hong Kong's Wang Chung-ting and Ji Kwon To. And that is the end of the news bulletin.